The big news here at the ballpark, of course, the game itself, but Whitey Ford. Ford had a little bit of a press conference, so to speak. They finally announced that Whitey Ford has a sore arm. I talked to Dr. Gaynor, who is a team physician for the New York Yankees, and Dr. Gaynor did not seem alarmed. He said it's a condition he's had for 4 or 5 years. It's a circulatory problem, and when the series is all over, we'll sit down, go over it thoroughly, and then make a decision. So it hasn't been a heel, it hasn't been a strawberry, it's been a sore arm that's kept Whitey Ford out of the World Series as regular as we are used to seeing him. Whitey had quite a line in the clubhouse after the game when, of course, the Yankees very happy to tie it up, going to the seventh game. As Whitey Ford was shaving, he looked over at Coach Jim Gleason, and he said, "Jim, here it is, the final game coming up." He said, "Did you think it would be like this when we went to spring training down in Hollywood, Florida, about 6 years ago?" Just about how long it seems the way they've been battling both these ball clubs. The clubs are very loose during batting practice. You didn't really feel a whole lot of tension. If there is any tension, they hit it pretty well. Johnny Keene of the St. Louis Cardinals, the manager, he puts it very simply. He says, "We're ready. We're happy to be here." Yogi, as only Yogi can say it, he says, "We're ready. We're real happy to be here. And at least we all know that we're going to go home after the game today." Well, that's how excited Yogi was about it. Gibson, the pitcher for the Cardinals, warming up right now, is sore all over, is about the best way he explains it. He was hit with a line drive in the last game he pitched. And, of course, he's one of those guys who puts a lot of effort into his delivery. And if you remember, in the first game that he pitched here in St. Louis, he relied heavily on a fastball, worked very quickly. In the second game at Yankee Stadium, he started off with the curveball and then went to a fastball and racked up a lot of strikeouts. He certainly is within range and probably will break Sandy Koufax's total strikeout record in World Series. Gibson has 22. Koufax has 23. And if Gibson is any kind of stuff at all, you certainly expect him to strike out more than two or three. Stottlemyre, the youngster with the good sinker ball, and Yogi, he is the boy that Yogi wanted to pitch all along here at Busch Stadium. The right field foul line is 310 feet. The slot is 354 in right center. Dead center field, 425. Left center, 379. And down the line in left field, 351. So with Stottlemyre pitching, Yogi feels that he keeps that ball down. And home runs are a big factor in this ballpark. And you need that fellow who can throw the sinker ball. And Stottlemyre certainly has that. The seventh game of the 1964 World Series, Bob Gibson against Mel Stottlemyre. Now, this final World Series game is being brought to you from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
The cars are out. The results are in. Now you can see them. Now you can make your choice of the new 1965 automobile. One of the best choices of all, new Dodge Coronet. Coming on big for 65. New Dodge Coronet. Hot new Dodge at a new lower price. How hot? Bring along your stopwatch and find out. How low priced? Bring along your Fairlane and Chevelle price lists and find out. New Dodge Coronet with big Dodge look and ride and feel. The kind of action and power that just naturally go with the every single Coronet. Is clean, bold, beautiful. Drive new Dodge Coronet. Coming on big for 65. At your Dodge dealers now.
Home runs have been a big factor throughout this series. The Cardinals won the first game 9-5. The second one, and then the third game, won by Mickey Mantle's dramatic bottom of the ninth home run. 2-1, the Yankees won that one. Fourth game, 4-3, the Cardinals won it. A grand slammer by Ken Boyer. Fifth game won by St. Louis. McCarver hit a big home run. The sixth game yesterday, it was home runs by Maris and by Mantle. 8-3 was the score. When ball players come out to a ballpark, they kind of take their own weather report. You can say what the temperature is, and you can talk about the slight breeze, but they look at the flag to see who it's going to help. And right now, she's blowing in, and it isn't going to help anybody. It'll help the pitchers, if anything, although the breeze is not that stiff. The grass in the infield is a bit high. It is not fast as the grass when you start to describe it, although the infield is hard. In the outfield, you can look for some bad hops because from the stands, it looks very smooth, but there are little clumps of grass, and if the ball should happen to hit one of these clumps, it will not take a true hop. Boy, all the outfielders during batting practice were out checking that. Here are the lineups for the New York Yankees leading off and playing shortstop. It'll be Phil Lynn. Lynn's at shortstop. Batting second, it'll be Bobby Richardson at second base. Richardson, second base. Batting third, Maris, Roger Maris. He'll be in center field. Batting fourth, Mantle, Mickey Mantle, in right field. Batting fifth, the catcher, Alston Howard. Howard, the catcher. Batting sixth, Joe Pepitone at first base. Pepitone, first base. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tom Tresh. Tresh, left field. Batting eighth, it'll be Cleet Boyer. Boyer, third base. And batting ninth will be the pitcher, Stottlemyre, Mel Stottlemyre. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting first will be the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Flood, center field. Batting second will be the left fielder, Lou Brock. Brock, left field. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill White. White at first base. Batting fourth, it'll be Ken Boyer, the third baseman. And not be able to appear in a World Series. The umpires are walking out towards home plate, and this is the same crew that umpired. They'll be in the exact position, the same crew that umpired the first game with Frank Sicora behind the plate. One of the great things about the rotation, everybody has moved around. They have different positions to work, but the series going seven games, and now I'll come back to the original positions, and Frank Sicori will be the umpire behind the plate. There is no tomorrow. This is it. And it'll be Bob Gibson and the Cardinal pitching staff against Mel Stottlemyre and the Yankee pitching staff. They will use everybody. Because if you don't pitch today, you'll be gone next with about 92 days rest. The seventh game. But the ball players were just amazing as they took batting practice. No real sign of any pressure. They just were popping doors. Very happy to have that short right field fence. Cardinals, this is the home park, so it was really nothing new to them. Bob Gibson continuing to throw down in the left field corner, and Stottlemyre throwing in the right field corner. Gibson throws very hard. A great fastball, slider, and a curveball. No trick pitches. Anytime he throws a change of pace, it's a little bit of under the heading of news because he doesn't change speeds at all. If anything at all, he'll shift into a higher gear and really flip it up there. Stottlemyre, Johnny Keene made quite an observation when they asked him if the book that the Cardinals had on the Yankees, if it was as accurate as he thought it would be, or were there any surprises? And he said that Stottlemyre, they knew he was a real good sinker ball pitcher, but they didn't know that he had as good a curveball that he has. If you remember in the game that Stottlemyre pitched his last one out, he had a real good curveball and was getting a lot of strikeouts with it, as it appeared the Cardinal hitters were looking for the sinker ball. The huddle breaks up around home plate. The color guard standing in center field. The national anthem will be sung, and probably the first time in World Series history that I can remember, will be sung by the wife of a Cardinal coach now and former Redbird, Mrs. Red Shandine. So the national anthem will be sung by Mrs. Red Shandine, who is the president of the Pinch Hitters Club, to sing our national anthem on behalf of all the wives of the Cardinal players. Mrs. Red Shandine. Anthem. Twilight's last gleaming, whose bright
has made one wild pitch, and he has hit two batters. So the big right-hander, with only 2 days' rest, same way with Mel Stottlemyre, who's loosening up down in the Yankee bullpen, both pitchers going with just 2 days' rest, but every other pitcher on both teams available, with the exception of Whitey Ford. Again, as Joe told you, Whitey came up with a sore arm, and the Yankees have kept that a pretty good secret. Down the coaching line, at third base, Frank Crisetti, and at first base, Jimmy Gleason for the Yankees. And this exciting seventh game of the World Series, just about ready to start as Phil Lynn steps into the batter's box. Lynn's batting 192 in the series, has had 5 hits and 26 at-bats. Ready for the first pitch of the ball game, and it's taken, strike one called, and a curveball on the first pitch by Bob Gibson. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Gibson kicks, delivers a fastball right in there, strike two call. Two quick strikes on the Yankee leadoff hitter, so Lins now wants to slow Gibson down a little bit, steps out, gets a little dirt. Back in the batter's box. Outfield straight away, not too deep on Lins. Here's the two-strike pitch. Check swing foul back into the crowd. He almost got the fastball by Lins. And it looked like Phil might have been looking for a breaking pitch there. Sun shining brightly here in St. Louis. Temperature at game time in the middle 70s. Again, the two-strike pitch. A broken back, grounded to third. Ken Boyer on the big hop. Fires to first, one away. As Bill White really switched positions beautifully there, taking that throw on the inside part of the bag. That'll bring up Bobby Richardson. Bobby, batting 407, has 11 hits in 27 at-bats. He has more hits than any other player on either team in this series. Needs one more to tie a World Series record. Gibson's first pitch, inside corner, strike one call. That Gibson throwing nothing but strikes. And, of course, that's a good idea when your arm might be a little tired. Don't waste too many. Back with the next pitch. A foul down the right field line, and Richardson just trying to punch that ball. Bobby, a tough man, a fool at the plate. Strikes out very seldom. Gets even fewer walks because he's up there swinging. Now the two-strike pitch. Curveball, strike three. He got him. Man, I tell you, Gibson has thrown 7 pitches, all of them strikes. There are 2 away. And, Joe, you were talking about a strikeout record, and what did he do there?
He ties it.
He tied it right there.
Bill, I'm sure it's like you said a minute ago. Just go as hard and as long as you can. Don't waste any, because they can come in with the whole staff.
All right, Joe, here's Roger Maris batting 192. Gibson's pitch, a ground ball to second base, a big hop of the Maxville. Over to first, and it's 3-3 for the Yankees. And at the middle of the first inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing.
This is it. That special time of year when automotive show windows promise great new cars inside. That promise pays off for you in a big way when you step in to see the new Dodge Polara coming on big for 65. One long look tells you, here's a beautiful way to leave the low-price field. A close-up look, and you know Polara's a big car, even before you take it out on the road. And when you do, Polara says it all. Power, Polara takes a back seat to no one. Room, stretch out. Response, Polara's all go, all young, all Dodge. New Dodge Polara, going places fast. Find out fast. Slide behind the wheel of new Dodge Polara, coming on big for 65. Drive it at your Dodge dealers.
On the mound for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. Mel, in his third ball game, he's pitched a total of 16 innings, given up 13 hits and 4 earned runs. He has not allowed any homers, has walked 4 and struck out 10. And the first batter for the Cardinals, Curt Flood, hitting 240, 6 for 25. Coaching at third, Vern Benson for the Cardinals, and at first, Joe Schultz. Boyle moves into third base, right-hand hitting Kurt Flood. As Stottlemyre delivers his first pitch, and it's taken low, ball one. That's the first ball of the ball game. That Gibson threw nothing but strikes in the first inning. Yankee outfield straight away on Flood. Next pitch, low ball two. Elston Howard rubbing up the ball now, walking out towards the mound before firing it back to Stottlemyre. On deck, Lou Brock. No ball game could be bigger than this one. Every pitch means so much. The 2-0 delivery, taken, strike one call. Two balls and a strike. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning here at St. Louis, Missouri. Couldn't ask for better weather for this final game. Stottlemyre's next pitch, swing, ground ball, foul, just outside of first. And Kirk Flood just missed coming up with an extra base hit on an inside fastball. Swinging late, just bounced one outside the bag. Waiting now as the ball is being thrown in from the outfield. Mel Stottlemyre in his first year in the big leagues. A lot of poise, a lot of confidence out on the mound. Gets the sign from Elston Howard. Here's his 2-2 delivery. A curve outside, and it's a full count. 3-2. Cardinals with a very dangerous 1-2 punch. Flood and Brock. Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging another foul down the right field line. This one back into the crowd, out of play. Frank Sicori, plate umpire, dusting off home plate. Boya has moved back third base with a full count on Kurt Flood. Again, the pitch. Ground ball, high hopper. Boya backs up, grabs it one-handed. The long throw, just in time on a long stretch by Pepitone, and it's one out. You cannot hold that ball even a fraction of a second longer than you have to with these Cardinal runners. And here is Lou Brock. Brock hitting .269, 7 for 26.
See how loose this kid was. He was making jokes. He gave Pepitone a message to give Stottlemyre, Phil.
The first pitch, he bunts. Close to the mound. Oh, Stottlemyre up, throws to first. They just did get him. Any place but back to the pitcher, he'd have a base hit.
He told Pepitone, he says, ask Stottlemyre if he knows today's weather forecast. And he said, what is it? He said, early shower.
Oh, pretty clever. All right, here is Bill White, who has had a rough series, but the Cardinal fans are behind him. He has had just one hit in 23 at-bats, batting over .300. And if anybody is due in this series, it is Bill White. Two out, nobody on. The pitch to White is a curve high, ball one. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Wind a very little factor in today's left-hand hitting Bill White. Ready? The curve is hit to straightaway center field. Way back. That one is over Maris's head off the center field wall. And White is going into second base with a stand-up double. Out at second base with two out. The young right-hander looks in for the sign. Glove on his knee, ball in back of him. Now he stretches. Delivers a curve, strike three. Got him on a good curveball. Nothing across for the Cardinals. And at the end of the first inning, the score are the Yankees, nothing, and the Cardinals, nothing.
Something big has happened in the automotive world. If you know cars, you know what I mean. The introduction of a great new series of automobiles from Dodge. All coming on big for 65. Take new Dodge Dart. We call it a compact. Coming from Dodge, that's saying plenty. You see, Dart's a Dodge-sized compact. More space, more spunk, less spending. New Dodge Coronet. Hot new Dodge at a new lower price. How much lower? Considering Coronet's big size, you're in for a big surprise. New Dodge Polara. The big one from Dodge. Big and beautiful. Big and brawny. All new. All Dodge with power plus. Luxury. See them all. New from Dodge. Coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
Mickey Mantle to lead it off for the Yankees. Here in the top of the second of the scoreless ballgame, Bob Gibson threw only 6 warm-up pitches that time. He's saving his arm. First pitch to Mickey. A curve. A little low. Ball one. First ball that Gibson has thrown in the ballgame. Mick batting .350 has had 7 hits and 20 at-bats. Gibson's next pitch, fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. On deck, Elston Howard with Joe Pepitone to follow. 1-1 delivery. On the outside corner again. 1-2. Gibson said when he pitched to Mantle in New York, he tried to throw the fastball or everything away from Mickey, knowing that Mickey was having trouble reaching that outside pitch with that bad knee of his. Here's the windup. Fastball a little low. The count is even at 2-2. Yankee hitters are trying to slow Gibson down just a little bit, stepping out of the box between pitches. 2-2 delivery is a curve. Strike three. Swing it. And there's a record that Mr. Gibson has just broken, as Joe Garagiola told you. He needed 1 strikeout to tie Koufax's record for the most strikeouts in a series, and 2 to beat it, and that's his 2nd strikeout of the ballgame. Here's Elston Howard. Ellie batting an even 300, 6 for 20. 1 out, no one on. Pitch to Howard, a curve, a little low, ball 1. Kurt floods deep in center field. Gibson's pitch is a curve in there, strike gone, 1-1. Gibson, a real fine, superbly trained athlete. Real great shape. His pitch curve blown away. 2 balls and a strike. One out, nobody on. Gibson kicks, delivers a ground ball in the hole through. A base hit for left field. The first Yankee base hit and the first Yankee base runner in this final game. Howard grounds a single just to the right of Dick Grote. Brings up Joe Pepitone. And listen to the crowd reaction. And Pepitone gets a big kick out of this. Doesn't bother Joe a bit. He's hitting 182, 4 for 22, but had the big grand slammer yesterday. Pitch to Joe. He checks his swing. It's over, strike call.
He said in the clubhouse yesterday, he said, every park I play in, my fan club has to have a meeting.
Joe Pepitone, left-hand batter. Ready, the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. And Gibson trying to pitch away from the left-hand power hitter of the Yankees. Got that one on the outside part of the plate. On deck, Tommy Tresh. No score in the top of the second. 1 out, Elston Howard at first base. Bill White is playing in back of Howard about 3 steps. Stretched by Gibson. Delivers a foul back in the upper deck. Kurt Flood has moved a little bit over in right center field on Joe Pepitone. Gitchen gets the sign. Howard leading away at first. Curve popped in the air alongside third. Kenny Boyle with the glasses down in foul territory is there. He's got it. And that's two away, and it brings up Tretch. Tommy, batting 250, is 5 for 20 in this series. Tretch, though, with 7 RBIs, leads both clubs in that department. Tretch had that dramatic ninth inning home run with 2 out to tie up the ball game against Gibson. The curve is outside ball 1. And that was the game in which Tim McCarver came up. In the 10th inning, he hit a 3-run homer. Howard at first with 2 out. Gibson's changeup curve is in there, strike 1. And boy, Tommy Tretch flinched 3 different times there. He had taken a stride and tried to bring the bat back, couldn't do it. Does throw one. Fastball, foul back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And, of course, after you throw that changeup and then fire your good high hard one, it looks that much faster to the hitter. Now Gibson is ahead of Tretch. Goes into the set position. His pitch, line drive, out to left field. Base hit, blocked by Lou Brock. And how it started goes back. The throw comes over Maxfield's head, but not too far. Brock gave that ball a good try, but Tommy Tretch going to the opposite field got good wood on it just over his glove.
Those outfielders are making sure they're getting in front of that ball because those little clumps of grass give it that bad hop. You won't see, I would venture to say that most of the balls will not be fielded cleanly because you're going to have to knock it down. Base runners take that extra step and outfielders make sure they get down.
And Joe was explaining that to you fans before the game started, and you could see Brock get down on both knees to block that with his chest or any part of his body. All right, here's Cleet Boyer. Runners at first and second, 2 out, no score. Boyer hitting an even 200, 4 for 20. Gibson's curve is a little low, ball 1. Howard at second, Tretch at first. Gibson checks Howard at second. Delivers, it's a curve, low ball 2, 2-0. On deck is Mel Stottlemyre, and even though there is not a base open, Gibson can afford to pitch very carefully to Cleet Boyer. Runners leading off first and second. Gibson shook off one sign. Now he's got the one he likes. His pitch is a curve, and that one's in there. 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody throws that fastball anymore when they're behind. Big right-hander sets. His pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 2, and he plays that one in there. I mean to tell you, he fired it right in on Boyer's fist. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, and 2 on here in the top of the second, no score. So Bob Gibson, even with only 2 days rest, can reach back for that little extra. He started a stretch, then stepped back off the rubber. Checks the sign again with McCarver. He's ready. His pitch, check swing, ground ball, foul. It hit Boyer in the batter's box. Boyer picked it up, flipped it to McCarver. McCarver didn't give the umpire much time to look at that ball. He wanted to give it right back to Gibson. Oh, took it right out of Zachary's head, didn't he?
You get a little edge. You get a little spot on there. You want to try to get it out of that pitch as soon as you can. And Tim looked like a pickpocket on that one, didn't he?
A 2-2 count on Cleet Boyer. Gibson working a little slower here, in a little bit of a jam with runners at first and second. He's nodding his head, but continues to look in for the sign, taking a long time. Now he steps on the rubber. Checks Howard. His pitch, a ground ball is short. Rowe to his right, bobbles it, picks it up, can't make a play. All hands are safe. Dick Rowe reached 3 times for that ball, and when he reached the first time, he took his eye off the ball to look and see if the second baseman were at second. And couldn't quite locate it. It's an error charged to Dick Rowe, and the bases are loaded. Swing and a miss on another slider, strike 2. quickly ahead of Stottlemyre. On deck, Phil Lenz. Gibson is ready. Strike three, swinging. That's the third strikeout for Gibson, and a mighty big one. And at the middle of the second inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing.
Here it comes, coming on paper 65. New Dodger. Super Raider. Big low price team. Pull out a big car with ideas. Designed for young people all ages. From same distance, Polaris long clean line. It's beauty. Open the door. Inviting. Slide in. Get set to encounter all the rich luxury. All those elegant here.
Boyle moves back at third base. Pete has to play just about every Cardinal in on the edge of the infield grass till they have two strikes on him. And even then, he's not sure they might not bunt. Here's the stretch. Fastball foul just below us. Count holds at nothing and two. New baseball put into play. Stottlemyre sets. Curve fouled over towards the Cardinal dugout and into the dugout. Still nothing in two. Yankees have two base hits off Gibson, got both of them in the second inning. Cardinals have one. A double by Bill White. Again, the two-strike pitcher curve foul, this time over towards the Yankee dugout. So he's playing, not playing favorites. One in the Cardinal dugout, one in the Yankee dugout. Taking a long time getting the sign. Now steps back off the rubber. Back on again. The stretch. The pitch, ground foul outside of third down the left field line. Oh, Maxfield going to right, going to left. He's really hanging in there.
I'll tell you, with pitchers being at a premium, Phil, they want to get it done as quickly as possible because all the pitchers are going with short rest. As Maxwell and Flood have done quite a job.
They have. Still nothing in two on the right-hand batter. The pitch is a curve hit in the air to the left field. Tommy Trash moving in under it. He's there and he's got it. And now, at the end of the second inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing.
If this is your year to go compact, this has got to be your year to go Dodge. New Dodge Dart, coming on big for 65. Dart priced like a compact, handles like a compact, saves like a compact. But that's it. Dart's bigger, bolder, roomier. And why not? Dart's not just a compact. It's the Dodge-sized compact. With more spunk, more spirit, more genuine driving excitement than many higher-priced cars. New Dodge Dart. This one's all Dodge. With Dodge-sized power, Dodge-sized comfort, Dodge-sized value. And all tied up with a small-sized price tag. So go with the compact you can grow with. Fit yourself out with new Dodge Dart. Coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
KMOX, KMOX.
Top of the Yankee batting order, up for their second look at Bob Gibson. Phil Lins, who bounced to third base his first time up, will lead it off. A nothing-nothing ball game. We're in the top of the third. Lined up by Gibson. Curve, nicks the outside corner. Strike one called. Gibson right back. Another curve. This one on the inside corner. Strike two. Quickly ahead of Phil Lins. All right, Gibson is ready. Kicks the curve, hit foul. Frank Crosetti to his right. Nice play by the Crow. Wants to throw it back in for the umpire to look at. No balls, two strikes. Big Bob Gibson on the mound. Goes into the windup. Fastball high and away. One ball, two strikes. Again, Gibson ready. His pitch, swing, and a foul tip back to the screen. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. No score, top of the third.
Bobby Richardson on deck. Here's the pitch. Broken bat, ground ball, and Boy has got it. The throw to first. Safe. He saved it first base. Right through the ball to McCarver, almost threw it in the Yankee dugout. What a play Kenny Boyer made. And Phil Lynns, who threw his bat at the ball yesterday and lined a single to the left, broke his bat this time. The barrel started out at Kenny Boyer, and it's a wonder Boyer didn't go for the barrel of the bat. Boyer going way over to the shortstop position, coming up with that ball, rifling it to first. But first base umpire Bill McKinley called Lynns safe at first. So it goes as an infield single. Bill White thought they had Lynns by quite a bit and turned around to flip the ball to McCarver so they could throw the ball around the infield. And he almost threw it over McCarver's head into the Yankee dugout. An infield single for Lynns, the third hit for the Yankees. Here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby struck out his first time at bat. Now Kenny Boyer moves in at third. Bill White holding first against Lynns. They got to look for anything here. The stretch pitch to Bobby. Ground ball is short. Grote over to Maxville for one. Back to first. Double play. And I want to tell you, Joe, that Maxville showed me something there because that Lynns was coming right into him.
Yes, sir. Grote gave him a good ball to handle about eye high, but he didn't have enough time to get out of the way, and the kid just planted his feet, stayed there, and Lynns was right in on top of him, and it was a fine double play.
And Lynns took Maxville out of the play, but after Maxville had thrown the ball, and that ball was not hit too hard, and Richardson can go down that line. So it's two quick outs, and here is Roger Maris. Maris bounced to second base his first time at bat. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pitch to Maris. On the outside corner, strike one call. Gibson definitely keeping the ball away from the Yankee power. One strike delivery, a ground ball hit to the left side. Boyer backs up, he's got it, throws in time to get Maris. Good play by Kenny Boyer. And now, at the middle of the third inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing.
When you hear the name Monaco, what do you think of? Well, starting now, you're going to think of a car, a great car from Dodge. Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Monaco, a new car, a new tradition, a new way to travel, with all the best things you've come to expect from Dodge. Monaco, where does it stand? Long and proud in the big new Dodge lineup for 65. Outside, Monaco is trim, sleek, young. Inside, Monaco is rich, roomy. Bucket seats, front and back. Console, front and back. Under the hood, Dodge power, Dodge efficiency. Monaco spirit. Test drive, new Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Now, at your Dodge dealers.
Bob Gibson will lead it off for the Cardinals. Bob taking off his warm-up jacket, and he'll get a fine hand here. What a competitor he is. Gibson is hitting 400 for the series, 2 for 5. That's him right-handed. On deck, Kurt Flood. Saddlemeyer's first pitch is a curve. He couldn't check his swing. It's strike one. That ball is about a foot out. Well, with the speedy Cardinal runners he's playing in, but when they chop a ball off this hot infield, many times it can bounce over the third baseman's head. Thank you. joining in on the discussion. Fleet backhanded that ball, and his momentum carried him into foul territory. Johnny Keene gets the explanation from Hank Storr and goes quickly back in the dugout. What a job that Johnny Keene has done all year with these Cardinals. All right, here's Lou Brock. Trying to beat out a bunt. Bunted back to the mound, was thrown out in the first inning. Two out, nobody on, no score. Dottlemeyer into the windup. His pitch is low, ball one. Boy, a move further in now with Brock up there. Next pitch is a curve. That's high, ball two, two and nothing. On deck, Bill White. Left hand hitting Lou Brock. Takes the pitch low and away. Ball three, three and nothing. Though Stottlemyre has walked only one man thus far, his control not quite as sharp as it was in his two other previous appearances. The 3-0 pitch, right down the middle. Strike call. The 3-1 pitch. Swing, line drive, base hit to center field. Maris comes in, blocks the ball. Brock takes a big turn and then comes back. I tell you, you give these Cardinals 1 inch and they'll take that extra base. And keep in mind that Brock has the green light anytime he wants to go. Johnny Keene has a don't go sign. And with two outs, you can bet that if he gets any kind of a jump at all, we're going to see a battle between Elston Howard and Lou Brock. And right now here is Bill White, who hit one of the longest doubles we've ever seen. One bounce against the 425-foot sign in deep center field.
Howard motioned to stop, making some steps.
All right, Joe. Brock leads away. He's got a good lead to throw there. They almost got him. Look at Pepitone stepping over Brock, having a little discussion with McKinley. He was trying to get that running jump, Joe.
He gets that walking lead. I tell you, boy, he can go.
Stottlemyre with a good move made Doc Brock dive back into first. Here's the stretch. Another quick throw. This time Brock jumps back in. Bill White now digging himself a little hole. Time is called at the plate. Of course, this is tough on a hitter when you've got a good runner at first. You never know when it gets set, when the pitcher is coming to the plate. Here's the stretch. The pitch is low, ball one, and Howard bounced out in front of the plate as Brock left guard.
That was one of the real good bluffs. He just didn't take one step. He was spinning those wheels, boy, like he was trying to get traction.
So, with two outs, and no score here in the bottom of the third, strike count on Bill White. Cardinals fans yelling for Brock to go. With a stretch, quick throw over there, Brock is back. And don't think Mel Stottlemyre is not aware of Brock's speed. There's the stretch. The bluff's going, a swing and a miss. Strike one, one and one. On each pitch, you see Elston Howard jump out. Because remember, with a left-hand batter up there, Howard's vision is cut off quite a bit. He can't see that runner.
Tell you, one ball and one strike. Brock's been getting the lead. And Howard pitched out just once, and he's begging for it. If Stottlemyre's got any kind of control, this would be a good spot right here for the pitch out.
All right, let's see what happens. Stottlemyre checking the sign. He sets. Quick throw over again to first base.
Whenever you see a pitcher throw to first base, that shows there's no pitch out on because the catcher likes to see that fella run. You don't want to hold him too close, just stop him. Brock wants to go. Now White steps out, and the play will have to start all over.
They want to take a look at the ball, but Frank Sicori said it's fine. So we've got a little battle of wits going on right now. Brock leads off first. The stretch, the pitch, ground ball. Richardson is right there on the big hop, flips to Pepitone for the out. And now at the end of the third inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing. Right now we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Today, from years of experience and improvements, GFC makes it faster than ever to borrow the money you need. One fast, easy phone call to friendly Bob Adams is really all it takes to arrive.
A two-strike pitch outside, ball one. Now Gibson is ready. A check swing ground ball right back to the box. Gibson has it. Throws to Bill White, and Mantle's out of there. Mantle trying to hold up on his swing, and Gibson crossed him up that time. He came inside with a fastball. Mickey, looking for it away, stepped right into that pitch. Here's Elston Howard. Ellie's single to left field, getting the first Yankee base hit in this ballgame. That was in the second inning. Yankees loaded the bases in the second, but failed to score. Howard swings and fouls the first pitch back, strike one, and it nicked Frank Sicori around the left ankle.
Surprised they haven't come up with bigger shin guards for the umpires to wear. They wear those little ones that look like the regular shin guards after taxes or something.
Got a lot of spots where they can get hit with those, Joe. The one strike pitch foul, back out of play. That ball really bounced around in the upper deck. Everybody trying to get out of the way of that one. On deck, Joe Pepitone. One out, nobody on. Two strikes on Howard. Gibson's pitch is a little high. Ball one. Now he's ready. Ground ball. Gibson couldn't get it. The second baseman, Maxwell, there. Throws to first. He's got him. Gibson leaped for that ball. Just missed grabbing it. But Maxwell got over in a hurry. It's two out. Here's Pepitone, who fouled out to third base in the second inning. And there goes the Pepitone chorus.
Just think he hasn't played her all year. Just think how many fans he's making me play her all year.
All right, Joe, digging in at the plate as Gibson gets ready. His pitch is foul, back out of play.
Here is a bulletin from NBC News. British United Press reports Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev has resigned as Premier and as head of the party. Leonid Brezhnev has been named First Secretary, and Alexei Kosygin has been named new Soviet Premier. This has been a bulletin from NBC News.
Fans are out of play. Up to this point, Gibson has not given the left-hand hitters anything that they could pull with any power. For the Cardinals, in the bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be Ken Boyer, Dick Grote, and Tim McCarver facing Mel Stottlemyre. Boyer struck out swinging his first time up. Nothing but goose eggs up on the scoreboard. First pitch to Boyer. Lined right back through the middle. Base hit. And Stottlemyre could not get his glove down in time. He tried to, but it was by him, and it just missed hitting him off the right knee. A bullet back through the mound. And now the hits are even at three apiece. The batter is Dick Grote, who bounced to first base in the second inning.
Lenz and Richardson having quite a conversation, Phil. If you were playing short, who would be covering?
Well, I see Lenz pointing to himself to cover, but I would let that second baseman have as much room in right field as he would want, because Grote, as you know, can take that ball and almost throw it out there. So the shortstop must cover in a spot like this.
Even though he's a right-hand hitter.
Even though he's a right-hand batter. All right, Boyle leads away. The stretch. Pitch to Grote. He takes it long inside, ball one. Oh, Kenny Boyle, who can also run for a big man at first base. Pepitone holding him on. Go over there. Boyle has to dive back head first.
Boyer measures his lead. He's got a very efficient way of doing it. He gets a body's length and an arm away. So if he just falls, his fingertips will grab the bag. A body's length and an arm away.
And that's just what he did, Joe. He fell back into first base. All right, for another quick throw, and this time Boyer jumps back just ahead of Pepitone's tag. And as you can see, as Joe told you, this Grote who can handle that bat, Yogi Berra, got Stottlemyre in the whole infield and outfield alert. He don't know what he's going to do. The pitch, he takes it low inside ball two. Two and nothing. And this makes it rough on a pitcher, too, because he's got to not actually quick pitch, but try and get rid of that ball to not give that runner an extra jump at first base.
And if you're a hit-and-run man, you wouldn't want a better spot than two balls and no strikes. Oh, that pitcher's got to be around that plate. So Boyer's got the good speed. They got the good combine going.
All right, let's see what develops. Boyer leads away. Stottlemyre set. He doesn't go, and the ball is taken. It's ball three, and Howard turns around to talk to Sicori. It's ball three. Dick Grote has a good eye and can hit and run any time in any given situation. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. No score. Kenny Boyer at first. The stretch. The pitch is taken low. Ball four. And the Cardinals really have a threat going now. With runners at first and second, nobody out, and the batter, Tim McCarver. And the Yankee bullpen gets hot. Roland Sheldon, a right-hander, and Al Downing, a left-hander, are up down there. Howard out to the mound to talk with Stottlemyre. McCarver walked in the second inning. Grote at first, Ken Boyer at second. And now McCarver steps back as Vern Benson whistles into him from the coaching box at third, flashes some signs. Pepitone in front of the bag at first. Boyer even with the bag at third. The stretch by Stottlemyre. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip, strike one. So the Cardinals not going for the sacrifice, at least not on that first pitch. And once in a while, they let him swing for one strike, Joe. All right, McCarver steps back. Now Boyer moves in a little bit at third base. Lynn's trying to hold Kenny Boyer close to second, shaded over that way. The stretch. The pitch, swing, ground ball. Pepitone's got it. Goes to Lynn for one. Back to Stottlemyre. Wild throw. And a run is going to score. A run scores. And the Cardinals lead 1-0. On a hard hit ground ball, Pepitone took a base hit away from McCarver. Fired to Lynn. But Stottlemyre late getting over to first base. Tried to keep his foot on the bag and backhand that ball. It got by him as Stottlemyre fell to the ground. The run scored, and the Cardinals lead 1-0. So that'll be a fourth play for McCarver. And we'll see who gets the error. If they give it to Lynn, it'll be a tough play for Lynn to get the error. And Lynn's discharged with the error. McCarver is at first with one out. Grote was forced at second base. So the play goes, a fourth play, from 3-6. And give Lins an error. McCarver did not advance to second. And here is Mike Shannon, struck out his first time up. Pitch to Shannon, a curve. A strike one called.
Bobby Richardson was the man backing up that play. Phil had kept McCarver from getting the extra base.
That's right. Bobby came from nowhere. Stealing that carom off the wall. So the Cards break the ice here in this deciding game of the World Series. Only one out. McCarver leads away. The stretch. The pitch. Line to right center field. A base hit. There goes McCarver on second. Mantle up with it. His throw comes in at second base. And the Cardinals have runners at first and third. The batter is Dal Maxville.
Remember, we had a situation like this with Maxville up there, and he attempted a squeeze play. Howard going out to Stottlemyre, just a quick visit, and I'm sure that's one thing he reminds him of, because the worst thing you could get out of it would be second and third and two outs with a chance for your pitcher at least to come up.
That's right, Joe. They attempted it here, and he fouled off the pitch the last time. All right, runners at first and third. One out, the Cards lead 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Runners lead away, the stretch. The pitch, the runner goes, a swing and a miss. The throw to second base will not be in time. The runner coming to the plate, the throw not in time. The double steal works. The Cardinals pull a double steal and score a run. And I want to tell you that was beautifully executed as McCarver got two-thirds of the way to second base and hesitated for a fraction of a second. At third base, Tim McCarver hesitated until Howard threw to second. Howard's throw was a little high towards the first base side of the bag, and Richardson could not get anything on the throw. The Cardinals pull a double steal, and they lead 2-0. With Shannon at second, and a count of one strike on Dal Maxville. He swung at that pitch. The curve is blown away, and Shannon had a good jump that time. Looked like he might be going, Joe.
I'll tell you, a fine piece of running, because Howard had stopped McCarver at third base, and that's what you have to do. He stopped him dead, then threw to second, and it was not a real hard throw because he wanted to make sure McCarver stopped, but McCarver timed it perfectly and scored easily.
The pitch, line to right field, a base hit. Mickey Mantle opens it. They're sending Shannon in to throw to the plate. Not in time, he scores, and Maxwell goes to second base. Holy cow, these Cardinals are red hot right now.
KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
Dal Maxville rifled a single to right field. And Vern Benson gave Shannon the green light. And Mantle's throw was just offline. It pulled Howard towards the dugout away from home plate. Had the throw been right over the plate, Shannon would have been a dead duck. But Howard had a reach to his right for the play. And Shannon slid across the plate just as Howard went to tag him. Maxville went to second on the throw to the plate. The batter is Bob Gibson. The Cardinals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Boy, that Maxwell's taking a big lead at second base. The Cardinals this inning have really been running.
He didn't even hesitate on that throw coming in, Phil. He was going 40 miles in a 30-mile zone, boy.
I guess you couldn't have stopped him if you wanted it, Joe. All right, here's the stretch. Pitch to Gibson, a curve, low and away, ball one. So in this inning, Ken Boyer has scored, Tim McCarver has scored, and Mike Shannon has scored. And the unusual thing is that only one run has been batted in of the three scored by the Cardinals. Pitch to Gibson, ground ball foul outside of third. He checks his bat, he hit it right off the end, and I believe he split it. Yes, he did. Walking bat for another bat. A 1-1 count. And, of course, all through this series, the Yankees have realized that the running speed of the Cardinals would upset their defense, but not so much as it has done in this seventh and final game of the World Series. All right, one out, a 1-1 count on Gibson. Maxville with a big lead at second base. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a curve, popped up. Joe Pepitone at first base is under it, near the foul line, and just in fair territory makes the catch. So that's the second out here in the bottom of the fourth. And it brings up Curt Flood. Flood has been up twice and both times bounced to third base. Maxwell at second. Cards picking up three big runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Stottlemyre ready. His pitch, ground ball to second base. Richardson's there. Fires to first in time for the out. But three big runs for the Cardinals, and now at the end of the fourth inning, the score is the Cardinals 3, the Yankees nothing.
This is Joe Garagiola. Now, you know, in sports, a lot of people think it's a spectacular play that counts, the ninth inning homer or the shoestring catch. Important? Sure. But dependable, steady performance is the real thing. Your Dodge dealer knows this, too. And that's why he really cares, not only about cars, but the people who drive them. His service makes you feel like part of the team. Customer care, he calls it, with a customer relations manager to help solve your problems, to follow up every sale, to make sure the customer's happy. Customer care means treating your car right, too, with the right mechanics, the right tools, and only Mopar Chrysler parts. See your Dodge dealer, a guy who keeps on caring. And right now, your Dodge dealer offers a free 52-page TV football almanac. Inside are rules, lineups, charts, and pictures for our greatest enjoyment of the college games. Brought to you Saturdays on NBC TV by Chrysler Corporation. Just ask your Dodge dealer for it.
And by the way, all three runs scored that inning by the Cardinals are considered earned by the official scorers. Even though there was an error, a throwing error by the Yankee shortstop Bill Lins, the runs are all earned. Tommy Tresh will lead it off for the Yankees. Tommy lined a single to left field in the second inning, and now the Yankees really with their backs to the wall, trailing 3-0 here in the top of the fifth, the seventh, and deciding game of the 1964 World Series. Bob Gibson into the windup. His curve hit foul outside of first down the right field line. Al Downing, who is loosening up, going back to retrieve that ball, but a fan gets it ahead of him. Mel Stottlemyre is scheduled to be the third hitter this inning. So Yogi might be going for a pinch hitter. Downing continues to throw. Pitch to Tresh. He starts the bunt, takes it outside. 1-1. Gibson just missed that corner. That was a good spot to throw that curve with Tresh attempting a bunt. Tommy likes to be running to first base when he lays down the bunt. Checks his swing. It's low, ball two. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two, and Gibson almost fell down as he delivered that pitch. And I tell you, that's a little disconcerting to the hitter when he sees that Gibson lift that big foot, come down, and then almost fall. But he doesn't. Sure-footed out on the mound. Shakes off two signs. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch. Curve a little bit high. He had Tresh fooled on the pitch, but it was just above the letters. 3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Foul tip back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out and nobody on. In the top of the fifth inning, the Cards lead 3-0. Gibson into the windup. His curve is outside, ball four, and there's the first walk given up by Bob Gibson in the ballgame. And it brings up Cleet Boyer. Boyer reached on an error in the second inning. His hard ground ball in the hole couldn't be handled by Dick Grote. Bill White comes over to hold the bag against Tresh. Nobody out in the on-deck circle as yet. Stottlemyre scheduled to be the next batter. Pitch to Boyer. Curve, swing and a miss. Strike one. Gibson sets, delivers it on the outside corner. Strike two called. Frank Sicori taking a good look at these balls and strikes, making no snap decisions. And now Bill White moves in back of Tresh at first. The two-strike pitcher curve popped in the air to short left center field. Brock coming in, Flood coming in. Brock calls, Flood calls, and Flood makes the catch. The senior umpire, rather the senior center fielder, on the Cardinals came up with that one. That could have been trouble. And now let's see who comes out of the Yankee dugout. And it looks like young Mike Hegan. That's who it is, Mike Hegan, who got into this World Series, as Joe told you, because of the injury to Tony Kubek. Hegan was put on the active list to participate in the World Series. The son of the Yankee bullpen coach, Jim Hegan, who was quite a catcher in his day for the Cleveland Indians. An unusual father-son combination on the same team. That fly ball just hit by Cleet Boya is the first fly ball hit to the outfield, first put out by any Yankee outfielder, rather by any Cardinal outfielder in this ballgame. All right, Mike Hegan steps in, batting for Stottlemyre. Tresh is at first with one out. Gibson goes back to the rosin bag. On deck, Phil Lins. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Hegan, taken low and away, ball one. Right hand already. His pitch is outside. Ball two. Two and nothing. This is the third game in which young Mike Hegan is appearing. He's been at bat once without a base hit. Struck out his only time at bat. Bats him left-handed. Holds that bat right down to the end. The pitch is over the outside corner. Strike call. 2-1. Joe, these good pitchers, when they get behind, they don't ease up.
No, sir. It just rears back and seems to throw harder.
Gibson called for a new ball. The Cardinals leading 3-0. Top of the fifth inning, one out. Tommy Tresh, who walked at first base. Stretch, the pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike two, and after a low fastball down around the knees. Again, the pitch. It's a little bit high, and it's a full count, 3-2. Tommy Tresh checks Frank Crisetti in the coaching box at third. Bill White moves in now to hold Tresh close at first. Gibson wrote the payoff pitch. Here it is. It's left inside, and he walks him. And that's the second walk given up by Gibson. Pulled him here in the top of the fifth. And the batter will be for Lins. Lins back to third and beat out an infield single. 1 minute. And we're going to have some action in the Cardinals' bullpen. Roger Craig. Right hander gets up. Fresh at second. Egan at first. One out. Gibson set. His pitch is lined to right center field and coming in fast. Shannon. He makes the play to throw to second. He got him a double play. A great play by Mike Shannon. Took the base hit away from Phil Lins and turned it into a double play. Holy cow. That Shannon can fly. And the score now is the Cardinals 3, the Yankees nothing. The first half of the game was brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation. The second half is being brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Well, Gibson's fine pitching, the Cardinals' speed of foot, and a great defensive play by Mike Shannon. That's big news here. And big news in shaving today is this Gillette World Series special. It's your opportunity to stock up on sensational Gillette stainless steel blades at a bargain price. 2 6-blade dispensers, that's 12 Gillette stainless steel blades, for just $1.50, you get weeks in wearable shaves, and you save 28 cents in the bargain. You're guaranteed the best first shave of your life, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkable uniform quality Gillette can promise you, blade after blade. Get the Gillette special today. 12 stainless steel blades for only $1.50. Supreme shaving luxury, and you save 28 cents. And I mean to tell you, I just about lost my...
As Lou Brock hit a home run, White lines a single out in the bullpen.
Joe... Both those pitches were high fastballs, too.
High fastballs, and they jumped on them and really sent them right on out of here. One home run, one a single. Boyer, he began it all in that fourth inning when the Redbirds picked up 3 runs. He singled in the center field. Big, powerful right-hand hitter. The pitch, high and inside, it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out, one run is in. 4-0, bottom of the fifth, St. Louis leading. The seventh game of this 1964 World Series. Bill White leads off the pitch. Swung on, line drive, right field. Mantle going over fast. He can't get it. One hop off the wall. Up with the ball is Mantle. White is rounding third. They're going to hold him up as Boyer goes into second. The throw comes in over Howard's head. Down and boots the ball, but White cannot come on in. The throw by Richardson, the relay man, was over the head of Elston Howard, Dowling very alertly backing up the play. He booted the ball, but not far enough to allow Bill White to come on in. With nobody out, Vern Benson doesn't want to take any chances and run the Cardinals out of an inning, so he put up the red light for Bill White, who stopped at third. Boyer's on at second base, and the hitter is Dick Rhodes. A double for Boyer. Here comes Yogi Berra out of the Yankee dugout. Roland Sheldon is warming up for New York. Downing has really been greeted by the Cardinals. Lou Brock hit the first pitch for a home run onto the roof in right center field. White then hit a hard single into center field. Boyer doubled a one-hop line drive up against that wall in right center field, and now Yogi will make a pitching change here, and Sheldon, a right-hander, will be brought in. And while Sheldon comes in out of the bullpen,
We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Now, Community Federal, the largest federally chartered savings and loan association in the state of Missouri, has branches that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're the 5,000 mailboxes. They make it convenient and easy for you to earn 4.5% on your insured savings. You'll find 5,000 mailboxes in the St. Louis area standing ready for your savings deposit to Community Federal. Start today to earn 4.5% at your savings and loan association, Community Federal, KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Roland Sheldon, the third Yankee pitcher used by manager Yogi Berra, as the Cardinals, who scored 3 runs in the 4th inning, have scored 1 run here on a home run, have base runners at 2nd and 3rd, nobody out, and Pete Mickelson begins to loosen up for the Yankees down in the bullpen.
Joe, you know you've been wondering how long can they silence these big bats of Bill White and Ken Boyle. And they waited a long time, but they're sure booming them today.
Really some hard shots. White's 2 base hits. Double the center and a single. Both hit right on the nose. Boyer has 2 base hits. Brock, a big home run. Sheldon, a big, tall right-hander. This is the second game that Sheldon is appearing in. The infield comes in for the New York Yankees. We're in the bottom of the 5th inning, 4-0. That's the score. St. Louis is out in front. Bill White is at 3rd base. Ken Boyer is at 2nd base. Dick Groat is the hitter. They shade Groat in the outfield towards right center field. Not too deep. Mal nor Maris. Sheldon, the right-hander. Now Lins drops back. Here's the pitch to Groat. Swung on and missed at strike 1. A foul tip, says Frank Sicori. Boyer is in on the grass at 3rd base. Lins is back a couple steps at shortstop. Richardson and Pepitone are in. 1 strike. They count on Dick Groat. White leads off 3rd. Ken Boyer leads off 2nd. 4-0 New York leading. The pitch. Swung on, a foul tip. And a strike 2. That was an overhanded curveball. Sheldon came from right on over the top. 2 strikes to count on Dick Groat. Austin Howard know this, working carefully. White's at 3rd. Boyer is at 2nd. There's nobody out. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch now. Pushes him back with a high, tight fastball. And it's 1-2.
Here is a special report from NBC News. NBC's Joseph Harsh in London reports strong indications from the Russian embassy in Paris that Premier Khrushchev did resign. The official list of Soviet Union leaders released today in Moscow does not have the name of Nikita Khrushchev on it. Moscow still has not confirmed the naming of Leonid Brezhnev as first secretary and Alexei Kosygin as premier. This has been a special report from NBC News. Stay tuned to your NBC News station for further reports.
Further reports will be heard on KMOX from our KMOX newsroom and the CBS radio network as they develop.
Here's the pitch now. Swung on and fouled off again. Bounces around. A battle between 1-2 to count. St. Louis 4, New York nothing. We're in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Bill White at 3rd base. Ken Boyer is at 2nd base. Groat waves that bat. Sheldon looks down for that sign. Taking plenty of time. Checks the runners. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Groat. Swung on. A foul ball out of play down the right field corner. Groat just trying to get a piece of that ball, waiting until the last possible minute.
Bill White at third base. He's edging up. And ground ball to Linz. He'll be coming in. Linz is back. Richardson, Pepitone, and Boyer at third. All in for the play at the plate. Sheldon ready. The pitch to Grote. Swung on, a bouncing ball up the middle. Here comes White. Richardson's play will be at first base. In time. Grote is out, but White scores. Bobby Richardson, on a slow hit ball, took a look at the plate. White had a good lead, able to score. Richardson made the play to first base. In time to get Grote. Boyer takes third. So it's a 5-0 ball game now. And the hitter is Tim McCarver. Grote gets a run batted in. The scoreboard man, he's giving him two runs up there. Wonder who he's rooting for, Phil.
No question, Joe.
McCarver waits. The pitch swung on. Bouncing ball. Foul down at first baseline. And Pete Mickelson in the Yankee bullpen comes up with it. One strike to count. 5-0, St. Louis leading. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This is Joe Garagiola with Phil Rizzuto. The seventh game of the 1964 World Series. Both these clubs really battling. They've battled all year long to get into a World Series. Now it's the seventh game, and right now St. Louis leads 5-0. Infield in. Boyer a good lead at third. Sheldon ready. McCarver waits. The pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Cleet Boyer broke on over to third base as if there were a pickoff play. Big brother Ken says something to him. He'll probably tell him a little more when he gets him home tonight. One ball and one strike on Tim McCarver, who has been a real hot hitter for the Cardinals throughout this series. Sheldon ready. The 1-1 pitch to McCarver. Outside. And it's ball two. Two balls and one strike. One man out. Two runs are in. 5-0. St. Louis leading. Yankee infield in. And they want to choke that run off at the plate. Carver waves that bat. Two balls, one strike, one out. Sheldon, the big right-hander, ready. Here's the pitch. It's a strike of fastball off that outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, calls time now. Downing came in to relieve, and the starter, Stottlemyre. A home run by Brock, single by White, double by Boyer, and Sheldon has come on. McCarver waits. Two balls, two strikes. Sheldon delivers. Swung on, a little looper right field. Mal's going to make the catch. Boyer tags up. Here he comes. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. McCarver on a sacrifice fly. Drives in Ken Boyer from third base. And the Cardinals now lead 6-0. So there are two outs. And here is Mike Shannon. It was a race between Mantle and Boyer. Boyer able to score on the sacrifice fly hit to Mickey Mantle by McCarver. Shannon waits. Foul ball, third base side. Cleet Boyer over, but it's out of play. One strike to count. Cardinals with three runs in the fourth, three in the fifth. Speed has really paid off for St. Louis today. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch to Shannon. Tap foul. Strike two. Two strikes. The count on Mike Shannon.
Shannon was out on strikes in the second. He singled and scored in the fourth. He was the back man on that double steal. And Carver was the front man. Sheldon ready now. Shannon waits the pitch. High fastball. Mike went down to one knee. One ball, two strikes. Shannon's a very aggressive hitter. Once he starts that bat, his whole body goes into action. Nothing it waits. 6-0. St. Louis out in front of the Yankees. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Started to pitch, then backed off. Gets a new sign from Elston Howard. Now here is the 1-2 pitch. He struck him out. A breaking ball. Shannon out on strikes. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York nothing. Men, wouldn't you like to start the day with the best shave in the world? The quickest, easiest shave a man can get? Here's how. All you need is hot water. Lots of it. Then the shaving cream that supersaturates your beard throughout your shave. Extra Rich Gillette Foamy. America's only leading shaving cream that cleanses your skin with K34 hexachloroprene antiseptic while you shave. And to look sharp and feel sharp, use the Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other. Or your money back from Gillette. Clean, close shaves, blade after blade after blade. After blade after blade. And for a perfect ending, Gillette's crisp new Sunup. Smells better, feels better. Splash on a dash, and you put on a happy face. Matchless shaving comfort from Gillette. The people who know me best.
KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
And we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When it comes to borrowing money from GFC, it really is just as easy as it sounds. All you do is call GFC's Friendly Bob Adams at Main 14242. Friendly Bob arranges your loan right on the phone in minutes. If you're a working man or woman, get from $25 on up to $2,000 that fast and easy way. Why fret over money problems a minute longer? Call Main 14242, GFC, and talk to Friendly Bob Adams. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
The top of the sixth inning, Bobby Richardson against Bob Gibson. The lights are on here at Busch Stadium. Gibson ready, delivers. Inside, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Big right-hander ready, delivers. Inside, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The bullpen starts to stir. Bob Uecker, the catcher, hustles from the dugout down to the bullpen. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And it's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Bob Gibson leading 6-0. Here is the pitch to Bobby Richardson. It's a strike, a fastball. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 pitch by Gibson. It is strike two. Ron Taylor, a right-hander, starts to limber up. Craig was up a minute ago. Now Ron Taylor. Both managers will use everybody. Here is the 3-2 pitch to Richardson. Swung on. Bouncy ball down the third baseline. Real tough play for Boyer. Up the throw is not in time. Ken Boyer, a real tough play as Bobby Richardson topped the ball. A little slow dribbler. Boyer was back with a two-strike count on him. And Bobby Richardson has himself an infield hit. And that's 12 base hits for Richardson in this series. Here is Roger Maris. 6-0 the score. Top of the sixth, St. Louis leading.
Joe, that ties a World Series record. Most hits in a World Series.
Here's the pitch to Maris. It's a strike on the outside corner. Bobby Richardson, World Series record. Maris waits. Gibson delivers. It's a strike called on the outside corner as Bob Gibson continues to hit the outside corner, keeping that ball away from these left-hand hitters. The fence here in St. Louis Down the right field line, 310 feet. 322, 354 in right center. So it's a very nice target for the left-handed pull hitter. Here's a two-strike pitch to Maris. Did he swing? No, it's Frank Sicori. A half swing. A real tough play for any umpire, but especially so in the seventh game of the World Series. Boy, you got to go for these umpires. The pressure is tough on the ball players, but how about those guys that have to call the plays and call the pitches? Here's a 1-2 pitch now. Swung on and foul straight back. Out on strikes and he bounced out. Richardson off second, Maris off first. The pitch by Gibson swung on and fouled back, and Mantle had a good cut. St. Louis 6, New York nothing. We're in the top of the sixth. Richardson leading off second base. Roger Maris a couple steps off first base. Mickey Mantle in that batter's box, right down the end of that bat. Gibson delivers. Swung on. Hit deep into left field. Back goes Brock. Back, back, back. That ball's a home run over the 379-foot marker in deep left center field. Driving in Richardson and Maris. Mantle comes in to score. It's now a 6-3 ball game. Man, he didn't swing hard at all at that ball, Phil. Just seemed to lay his bat out there.
Just like he did yesterday, Joe, when he went to the opposite field batting right-handed, hit one up on the roof. And we all know Mickey's got tremendous power to any field. And as we said earlier, Gibson had been pitching him away, so he's been going with the pitch.
And that's exactly what he did. He went with the fastball outside, and he has just cut the Cardinal lead in half. Johnny Keene is out on the mound talking to Bob Gibson. He's got two right-handers warming up. Craig and Ron Taylor. Keene is going to let Bob Gibson in the ballgame. Johnny Keene, manager of the Cardinals, been in baseball many, many years, but I'm sure he won't forget this year. A long, long time. Here is Elston Howard now, and Bob Gibson delivers. Swung on and missed. Boy, he let out a notch. If Keene told him to cut it loose, that's just what Gibson did. Foul tip and a strike two. Two strikes, no balls to count. Elston Howard, the hitter. Mantle has a new record. You can hear the Gibson has been able to keep that ball in tight on Pepitone. He just thrown that bat right off in his hands. Tresh Waits, fastball. He had a good cut and fouls it back. Gibson doesn't waste any time. He gets that ball, he throws it, and of course that fastball don't waste any time getting up there either. One strike to count. The pitch. High. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Tresh shortened up as if he was going to bunt. Maxwell is back at second base. Boyer wide of the bag. Grote shading towards the bag at shortstop. The outfield playing Tresh to pull. 1-1 pitch. Curveball outside, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. A three-run homer by Mantle has made the score 6-3. St. Louis out in front in the top of the sixth inning.
Gibson ready. 2-1 pitch. Curveball, foul tip. And it evens out at 2-2. Tom Tresh is the hitter. Keeps that bat. Waiting. Gibson. Shakes off the sign with his glove. Another one. Ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High. Ball three. A curveball. Steve Hamilton gets up to join Ralph Terry in the Yankee bullpen. 3-2. Gibson ready. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play. McCarver rubs up that baseball. Bob Gibson. Hard-throwing right-hander. Ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Tresh. It's high, ball four. He walked him. So Tresh draws a base on balls. It brings up Cleet Boyer. That's the third base on balls given up by Gibson. He gave up two in the fifth inning. 6-3, that's the score. St. Louis out in front. Tresh leading off first. And Cleet Boyer in that batter's box. The pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Strike one. Two outs. Cardinals score 3 runs in the fourth, 3 and a fifth. Yankees score 3 here in this inning. Big blast by Mickey Mantle. Boyer saves that bat. Tresh leads off first. White holding Tresh close at first base. Bob Gibson delivers. Misses outside, and it's 1-2. Boy, you can hear that ball popping at McCarver's glove. Gibson, who looks fast, sounds fast. Shakes off a couple signs. Ready now. Nope, wants a new one. Shakes off another one. 1-2 the count. Boyer waits. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. 1-2, 2 outs. Base runner at first, Tom Tresh. 3 runs in. 6-3 the score. St. Louis out in front. They play Boyer straight away. Flood directly in line with the bag in center field. Gibson ready now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back. Gibson and Boyer having quite a battle. Gibson, when he shakes off. Sixth inning. That scoreboard, man, is really rooting. He's in the bottom of the seventh. I tell you, he's a little excited out there. It's been a long time since they've had a World Series here in St. Louis. And that scoreboard, man, he's on fast time. Check my scorecard and check the scoreboard, but it's the bottom of the sixth. And here is Del Maxville to lead it off. Strike. Sheldon against Maxville. The pitch. Swings, a foul tip. And a strike two. As you look at the scoreboard, the Yankees have not scored in the seventh, and we're only playing the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A fastball that gets him. Sheldon, with a good fastball, gets Maxville, and Bob Gibson comes up. He'll get a nice hand.
Gibson, fly to center field. He popped up. One out, nobody on. Roland Sheldon, ready. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, left field. Tresh going over, Maris going over. Who's going to make the play? They almost collide, they do. And Tom Tresh takes the ball out of the glove as Gibson hit that ball right to the warning track, a high fly ball. Maris could have made the play. Tresh did make the play, and there are two outs. And Kurt Flood is the hitter. Flood will take a lot of time to give Bob Gibson a chance to get back to that bench. A lot of things a leadoff man has to do, Phil. He has to take strikes. He has to kind of stall.
It is pretty tough, and sometimes those umpires don't like it too much, but you've got to look out for your pitcher.
Flood has just reached home plate. St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the 6th. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball, he takes a strike. You can almost bet he'd have to take at least one strike with Gibson hitting the first pitch. Sheldon ready. Swung on and tapped foul. Flood has a very quick bat. He waits until the last minute and he flies into action right now. Two strikes to count. St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the 6th. Nobody on. Sheldon, the big right-hander, ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. They play Flood pretty much straight away. Sheldon ready. The pitch. Swung on, line drive foul. Out of play, down into the right field corner, right over the bullpen. One ball and two strikes, the count. Frank Sicori, the whisk broom. Two outs. Sheldon gets a sign from his catcher. Ready. Delivers. High. Two balls and two strikes. Cardinals 6. Yankees 3. Stottlemyre started for New York, replaced by Downing, then Sheldon. Bob Gibson all the way for St. Louis. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A foul tip. Hops out of the glove of Elston Howard. And Kurt Flood is still alive at two balls, two strikes. Whenever you catch a foul tip, you're just lucky. There's no way to foul tip. Flood holds that bat long. Waits. 2-2 pitch now. Outside, and it's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Real battle going on. This is it. The season is really opening today. Everything down to this 7th game. Right now in the bottom of the 6th, St. Louis leading by 3, 6-3. Sheldon ready. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Kurt Flood. Swung on, line drive, right field. Mickey Mantle digging. He is there, makes the play. Mantle, a nice play as Flood line. Hard to right. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York 3. Incomparable. That's the word for the Gillette stainless steel blade. Try it and find out why it's the number one seller by far. Superb comfort, close, easy shaves. Shave after shave, blade after blade. And with the Gillette stainless, you get uniform quality unequaled by any other. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Get started today with that sensational Gillette stainless steel blade. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
What kind of money problems do you have? Medical and dental bills eating up the budget? Big car payments you'd like to cut in half? A whole pile of monthly bills got you snowed under? Well, the simple answer to all those problems is a phone number. Maine 1-4242. Call and talk to GFC's friendly Bob Adams. Arrange in minutes for 25 on up to $2,000. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Both managers, they'll use everybody they can get in. 2-2 pitch. Lopez throws his bat, almost hits Gibson as he strikes out. Gibson, he had to jump to get out of the way as the bat went sailing out towards the mound. That's 6 strikeouts for Bob Gibson as Lopez goes down. Here is Phil Lins. Lins 1-for-3. Gibson delivers. Fly ball, right field. Mike Shannon near the line, calling for the ball, makes the play. And there are 2 outs. Two outs, nobody on. Bobby Richardson, the hitter. Richardson with 12 base hits. He beat out an infield hit. Came on around the score, along with Roger Maris, when Mickey Mantle hit his tremendous home run into the left center field bleachers. Gibson delivers. It's a strike. Boys, I don't know about this short rest or long rest. He is really pumping that ball.
Since Johnny Keene went out and talked to him, Joe, he's throwing even harder.
Swung on, base hit, center field, and Richardson has himself another base hit. Up with the ball is Flood. Richardson stops at first with a single. 13 base hits. 13 for 31. Here is Roger Maris. 6-3, that's the score, top of the 7th. Jim Gleason calls time. They want to look at the ball.
No, Joe, what they want to do is give Richardson that ball, I believe. It's a new World Series record.
Huh?
I think.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Boy, they want to give the ball to Richardson. That's what they want to do, because he just broke a World Series record that stood for a long, long time.
Well, Bobby Richardson has himself quite a souvenir. See, you're just used to records, Phil. I'm not. I mean, any time I asked for the ball, I had a tough time to get the umpire to look at it. That's what it was. Remember one time Ed Bailey stole second base, the ground crew gave him the bag. That's real devotion. Here's a pitch to Maris. Swung on a line drive, right field. Shannon over. He's there. Makes the play. That ball was hit hard, but Shannon was there. As Maris lines hard to Shannon in right field. That ends the inning, and the score is St. Louis 6, New York 3.
To look and feel sharp, use the stainless blade that outsells all the others made. Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here's the deal. 2 dispensers of sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. 12 blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. If you haven't enjoyed the matchless comfort of this great blade, here's your chance to find out why the Gillette Stainless has become the number one seller by far. You're guaranteed the easiest first shave, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. So right now, save 28 cents on this 2 dispenser deal and enjoy real shaving luxury at a bargain.
Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here is a special report from NBC News. NBC's United Nations correspondent, Pauline Frederick, reports that the leading Swedish newspaper in Stockholm confirms the resignation of Premier Khrushchev. The newspaper, quoting its Moscow correspondent, reports that Communist Party theoretician Mikhail Suslov was behind the move to oust Khrushchev. NBC's Miss Frederick also reports that the Swedish correspondent says the ouster of Khrushchev was done more in sorrow because of his age than in anger. The Soviet government still has not confirmed Khrushchev's resignation. This has been a special report from NBC News. Stay tuned to your NBC station for later developments.
The new Yankee pitcher will be Steve Hamilton, big, tall left-hander. Hamilton used mostly in relief all year by Yogi. And Lou Brock greeted Downing with a home run. The first pitch made by Downey in relief, and Brock hit the big shot off the roof in right field. That was back in the fifth inning. So now it's Hamilton, a left-hander, against Brock. Hamilton ready. Brock waits. The pitch. Shortens up as if the bunt takes it outside, and it's ball one. Boy, you're in close. This Brock, tremendous speed and good power. Boy, you can't beat that combination. They play you in, you hit it hard, they play you back, you bunt. Here's the pitch. Holds up and it goes outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Bottom half of the seventh inning, St. Louis 6, New York 3. Boyer still in close at third base. Two balls, no strikes. Hamilton waits. The pitch. Swings and misses. And a strike one. Two balls, one strike. Brock taking a little bit of time. He's got a bad wrist. And he's just going to kind of wait a little bit before he gets back in there. Seems like that wrist may be giving him some trouble. Ready now. Two balls, one strike. Sadecki continues to throw in the Cardinal bullpen. Mickelson throws in the Yankee bullpen. Brock still back in and out and back in now. Hamilton ready. Here's the pitch to Brock. Sidearm. It's a strike. Two balls and two strikes. When that Hamilton comes sidearm, he is really tough on those left-hand hitters. Good big guy, 6'7". An arm looks like it's about 10 feet 8. Here he comes, 2-2 pitch, sidearm. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Boy, it's tough to hang in there when he's sidearm you and exaggerate as much as Hamilton does. Here is Bill White. Bill is 2-for-3. St. Louis leading, bottom of the seventh. Pitch White, punts, foul. Rolls over near the Yankee dugout in front of American League President Joe Cronin. That's about all he needs, huh, Phil, is a baseball?
Yeah, and a National League one at that.
One strike to count.
Bill White waiting. Hamilton gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Curveball stays inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Vern Benson coaching at third base. Joe Schultz coaching at first base. Hamilton, the 1-1 pitch, sidearm, swung on, popped up straight back. Elston Howard looking for it. It's near the screen. He does not have a play. One ball, two strikes. Bill White. One ball, two strikes to count. The score, St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the seventh. Mickelson continues to pitch by Hamilton. It's a strike call, and White is out on strikes. So Hamilton, the two left-hand hitters, two strikeouts as he really sidearms him. And here is Ken Boyer. Boyer is single in the fourth. He doubled in the fifth. He has scored two runs. Big, powerful right-hand hitter. This guy's a leader on his ball club. He wants to move the umpire at second base. Ken Burkhardt. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Burkhardt now moving towards left center. Hamilton delivers. It's a strike call over the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Hamilton in and out. Nobody on, two outs, 6-3. Nobody on, two outs, 6-3. Lewis out in front, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside. Two balls and one strike. Play Boyer straight away. Maris in center field right in line with the bag. Hamilton shakes off the sign. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Ken Boyer. Swung on.
Deep in the left field. That ball is gone. Home run. And that Cardinal bench with a welcoming committee greeting Ken Boyer as he puts another run on that scoreboard for St. Louis. It's now a 7-3 score, bottom of the seventh inning. Near is Dick Rhodes. Hamilton got two outs by strikeouts, and Boyer, with a count of 2-1, hit one into the left field bleachers. It's low, and it's ball one. Looks like it was a low curveball that Boyer hit. He just reached out. It's 351. Down the left field line. Rhodes takes it inside, and it's ball two. 2-0. Brock and Boyer have home runs for St. Louis, while Mickey Mantle, a big 3-run blast, and a 6th for the New York Yankees. The only runs they've been able to score so far. The pitch to Groth. Ball three. 3-0 now. Steve Hamilton, after getting Brock and White on strikes, a home run by Boyer, now is behind on Dick Rowe, 3-0. Mickelson throwing for New York down the right field corner. 3-0 pitch. Strike. Three balls, one strike. 2 outs, 1 run in, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Hot shot. Boyer, a nice play at third base. He's got it over to first in time. A one-handed grab. He took a base hit away from him. That ends the inning, and the score is St. Louis 7 and New York 3. So you've got to take your hat off to young Tim McCarver for the way he's handled his Cardinal pitching staff. I think it's been a perfect job. And on the subject of perfection, how would you like to get the perfect shave? The quickest, easiest, cleanest shave of your life. You can do it. Start off with hot water, plenty of it, and then make your whiskers even wetter with Gillette Foamy. It super saturates your beard, and Foamy is the only... Gillette's new sun-up aftershave. Smells better, feels better. Smells better, feels better. Mickey Mantle. Half the eighth inning. St. Louis Cardinals 7, New York Yankees 3. Bob Gibson. The pitch. Swung on. Missed strike one. Might have fouled Gibson. Sicori checks that baseball. Bob Gibson gets a sign from his young catcher, Tim McCarver. The pitch. Fastball. It misses. 1-1 to count. Bill White says something to Bob Gibson to settle him down. Bob Gibson fires that ball. The Cardinal bullpen gets up again. Sadecki and Craig. Here is a 1-1 pitch to Mantle. Swung on, high fly ball, center field. Kurt Flood has got the beat on it, waiting, taps the glove. 1 out. This crowd, with every pitch, with every out, building up to what they hope will be a Cardinal victory. The last World Championship Club, 1946. Right here in this ballpark, the Cardinals beat the Boston Red Sox. Elston Howard, the hitter. 1 out, nobody on. The pitch, outside, ball one. 1-0. Howard with 1 base hit, waits. The pitch. Swung on and foul back. 1-1. One ball, 1 strike, 1 out. St. Louis 7, the New York Yankees 3. Gibson delivers. Howard swings and fouls it off. 1-2.
Bob Gibson takes a look at his defense. They're shading Howard towards right center field, which is kind of a tip-off on the stuff that Gibson still has. There's a fastball swung on and missed. He struck him out. This crowd roaring with every pitch, with every out. And that brings up Joe Pepitone. Bob Gibson has struck out seven men. He leads by four. Top of the eighth, St. Louis seven. New York three. Pepitone waits. Gibson delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Needless to say, you can almost tell the action by the crowd reaction. Bob Gibson getting the sign. A cool customer. He's ready. Delivers. Foul back. Strike two. Takes it down. Gets him put down in front of Gibson. Ready. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on. Fly ball. Flood is going out. Maxville is going out. Flood in center field is coming in. Maxville and Flood. But Maxville makes the play. At the very last minute, Maxville makes the play to end the inning. And the score is St. Louis 7 and New York 3. The Cardinals have been in four previous seven-game series and won all four of them. You don't know yet if history will repeat today. But I do know this. If you take advantage of this Gillette World Series special, you'll get the easiest, quickest shares in the world, and you'll save 28 cents in the deal. For just $1.50, you get 12 sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. Man, that's weeks and weeks of clean, close shaves. Unparalleled shaving luxury. Gillette guarantees the best first shave of your life and more just like it per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Find out for yourself why it's America's number one seller by far. Unmatched uniformity, blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser. 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. Don't let this Gillette World Series special get by. Tim McCarver to lead it off, bottom half of the eighth inning. And I'm sure you can feel the electricity generating this ballpark. This crowd, they have waited since 1946, and they're ready to explode. McCarver, he walked, hit into a fourth play, a sacrifice fly. Hamilton, the left-hander, delivers. McCarver swings and misses. And it's strike one as the big left-hander really side-armed him. It's Hamilton, tough on the left-hand hitter. Boy, when he comes side-arm, that front leg just starts talking like, let's get out of here. Here's the pitch, side-arm. This one's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Boyer wide of the bag at third base. Richardson at second base is back. So is Pepitone. Lynn, the shortstop, shades towards the bag. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. Bottom of the 8th. Curveball misses, and it's ball 2. Two balls and one strike. Two balls, one strike. McCarver waiting. Hamilton, ready. Here's the pitch. Sidearm. Ball 3. Three balls and one strike. Hamilton missed that outside corner. McCarver,
Check with his coach, Vern Benson, ready now. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. It is a foul ball on the first base line. Pepitone up with that ball. So the count, 3-2 on the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Tim McCarver. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. And down the bullpen, Pete Mickelson starts to throw once again. Howard on the arm. And McCarver hanging tough, trying to hold him. Hamilton trying to make McCarver give ground. McCarver able to get a piece of it. Stays alive. 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out. Good pitch by Hamilton. Swung on and popped up. Straight back. Elston Howard coming back near the stands. Does he have room? He reaches over and can't hold on. Elston Howard, a great effort as he went into the equipment of a public address man here at the ballpark. Elston Howard, a great effort on a foul ball hit by McCarver. Guarantee you, Elston played that as well as you can play a ball. Chairs and scorecards went flying. So McCarver stays alive. 3-2. Hamilton and McCarver in a real battle here. Bottom half of the eighth inning. McCarver's on at first base, an infield hit. Epitone made a fine play, knocking it ball down. Shannon waits. It's a lob throw to first. McCarver was 10 for 21 going into the ballgame. He walked in the second, forced out in the fourth, sacrificed flying the fifth. Now the base hit. Shannon fouls one off, and it's 1-1. So he's 1-2. McCarver and Shannon. Hamilton broke off the mound towards the third base line, but Maxwell bunted the ball hard enough to get it by Hamilton. And the hand that you hear is for Bob Gibson, a standing ovation. Yogi Berra has come out of the Yankee dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change. He wants Pete Mickelson, the right-hander, the sinker ball right-hander, to come in and replace his left-hander, Steve Hamilton. A fine bunt by Maxville has moved McCarver on over to third. Shannon on over to second. There's one out. And now Pete Mickelson is coming in. Second and third, one out. And Gibson, the hitter. While Mickelson takes his warm-up pitches, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Today, from years of experience and improvements, GFC makes it faster than ever to borrow the money you need. One fast, easy phone call to friendly Bob Adams is really all it takes to arrange your loan from GFC. Maine 14242. The folks at GFC handle all the details. Your money is ready to pick it up in almost no time at all. Why not put an end to any nagging money worries you might have? For $25 on up to $2,000, call GFC at Maine 14242. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Pete Mickelson, the new Yankee pitcher, taking his warm-up tosses. Joe Pepitone goes over to
talked to Bobby Richardson at second base. The situation is McCarver at third base, Mike Shannon at second base. There's one out. The bottom half of the eighth inning, St. Louis out in front by the score of 7-3, and Bob Gibson's the hitter. Standing ovation for this right-hander here as this crowd appreciates him coming back with short rest. And he's gone eight innings so far. Takes a look down at his third base coach, Vern Benson. There is one out. At bat, Mickelson at the belt. Here's a pitch. Swung on, hit deep at foul. Man, he got around on a fastball. And he hit it on the roof over everything, way out in front. Gibson trying to get at least a fly ball. Pull one foul and strike one. Infield in. There's one out. 7-3. That's the score. St. Louis is out in front. Bottom of the eighth. Mickelson taking plenty of time. Ready. Delivers. Swung on and fouled out of play. Once again, it's strike two on Bob Gibson. Mickelson wants a new baseball. He can't afford the luxury of the fly ball. He's got to go for the strikeout. Two-strike count on Bob Gibson. One out. Base runners at second and third. Bottom of the eighth inning. The seventh game of the 1964 World Series. McCarver a few feet off third base. Shannon just a few feet off second. Edging off. Gibson waits. Mickelson delivers. Swung on. Foul ball down the third baseline. McCarver was coming in on a ground ball. As that ball was hit on the ground, he broke for the plate. Gibson waving that bat. Mickelson gets a sign from Howard. Shannon off second. Mickelson ready now at the belt. Checks the runners. A pitch to Gibson. Swung on a bouncy ball. Boyer third hands it. They got McCarver hung up to Howard. Howard runs him back now. Flip. The ball gets away as it hits the runner. Now they got Shannon trapped. McCarver strikes for the plate. It's Mickelson who's got McCarver trapped again. He runs him back, throws to the shortstop Lins, and they finally get him with Shannon going back into second base. Gibson in the first base. The throw hit McCarver. It bounded away from Boyer, but Shannon was there. When he headed back for second base, they had Shannon caught between second and third. McCarver saw this. He headed back towards the plate, and Mickelson very alertly backing off the play was at home plate. They threw McCarver to Shannon. Play went from Boyer, Collin, Boyer, Mickelson. So we got at second base Shannon, and first base Gibson. The hitter is their top. Line on how they take ball was well hit, playing well played at the inning. St. Louis, New York 3. How many people do you have cluttered up in the medicine chest? Did you know there is a first deodorant for the whole family? America's first deodorant. Don't go ahead and talk to me. It's the perfect personal deodorant because nothing touches you. This way itself. A gummy roll-on, a messy cream. A refreshing messy cream, but a refreshing mist that dries on contact. 2 seconds gives you 24-hour protection. Remember, because nothing touches you but the spray itself, Right Guard is the perfect personal deodorant for the whole family. And talk about incomparable products. How about that Gillette stainless steel blade? Gillette guarantees you the best first shave and blade than with any other, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkable uniformity of Gillette stainless steel blades. You'll see why the Gillette stainless has become the number one seller by far. Tom Trash to lead it off. Top of the ninth inning. Bob Gibson has completed his warm-up tosses.
Down in the bullpen, Sadecki and Craig start to loosen up. The pitch to Trash is a strike call. One strike. Trash batting left-handed against Gibson. Top of the ninth. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. Gibson delivers. Oh, tip strike two, and listen to this crowd. Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The top of the ninth inning. Seventh game of the 1964 World Series.
And the hit pitch to Creed Boyer. Swung on. Fly ball deep to left field. Luke Rock is coming back. Near the warning strike. Duck Ballard out of here.
Gibson. Taking plenty of time. A two-strike count on Tom Fresh. Gibson ready. Good pitch.
Swung on. He caught it and knocked the ball all back McCarver, and he still held the ball. Well, I've never seen that play before.
Well, that's true. He's pulled today, catching all plays for a first play, and knocked the glove off and caught it barehanded.
McCarver's glove came off, and he still held the ball.
So there is one out. Now it's three for you. Each strikeout for Gibson. This World Series has had everything. The pitch by Gibson. Outside. Ball one. Then fine pitching. Fine fielding plays. Great clutch hitting. Great defensive plays all over. One ball and one strike. Johnny Blanchard is in the on-deck circle for New York. Gibson ready. The 1-1 pitch to Boyer. One on. This ballpark, needless to say, is bulging up the seams. Every strike, you can hear the roar. Bob Gibson getting his sign from his young catcher. The pitch. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. The fastball. Hit the dirt, you can see the dust fly up. Gibson letting out. And Craig warming up in the Cardinal bullpen. Two balls, two strikes. Gibson ready. Good pitch. Foul back. Now the remains are 2-2. St. Louis top of the ninth. One out. Carver rubbing up that baseball. The baseball season down to 2 outs. Gibson, a big, deep breath. Ready. Creed Boyer. Line drive down the left field line and is clearing foul. A foul ball by Boyer. That ball was hit right on the nose. Curved foul. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bob Gibson shakes off the sign. That's a new one. Ready now. Creed Boyer waits. The 2-2 pitch on the way. High and inside. Moves him back and it's ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Johnny Blanchard swinging a couple back in the on-deck circle. St. Louis, 7. The New York Yankees, 3. Bob Gibson. Ready. Here's the payoff pitch to Creed Boyer. Swung on. Fly ball. Deep to left field. Luke Rock is going back. Near the warning track. That ball is out of here. Home run for Creed Boyer. As he hit a 3-2 fastball. So it's now a 7-4 ball game. Creed Boyer on a 3-2 fastball has just hit a home run into the left field bleachers. And now Johnny Blanchard will come up as a pinch hitter. Blanchard, the pinch hitter for Pete Mickelson. Blanchard, a left-handed pull hitter. It's the second home run for the Yankees. Mickey Mantle, a three-run homer. Boyer has just hit one. Brock and Ken Boyer have hit home run for St. Louis. One man out. One run is in. Here's the pitch by Gibson. Swung on and foul back. Strike one. 7-4, top of the ninth. St. Louis out in front. Gibson. He's gone all the way. Ready. Blanket weight. Outside. One ball, one strike. Outfield deep, pulled around towards right. Infield is back. Maxwell just about on the edge of the grass. 1-1 pitch. Swung on. A foul tip and a strike two. One ball, two strikes. There's one out. One run is in. 7-4. St. Louis is out in front. Top of the ninth inning. Seventh game. This is it. Gibson ready. The pitch. Curveball. Just did get a piece of it. Looked like Blanchard might have been fooled, but not enough that he couldn't get that bat out there. He just get a piece of it. Well, he stays alive. One ball, two strikes. Time is called now. As the left field umpire, Vinnie Smith, wants the spectators to stay in the bleachers in left field. Everything's set now. Ready to go. Gibson delivers. Blanchard swings. Gibson. And there are two outs. 9 strikeouts. And he'd like to see his pitcher get a complete game, but how far can he go? Yankees battling back like they've been battling all year. The Cardinals battling to win this game like they've been battling all year. Two evenly matched ball clubs. Two runs are in. Bobby Richardson, he's pitching this series, 13 of them. Time is called now. Once again, the Bleacher fans leaning over the wall. And the announcement is made that the game will be stopped until they get off the wall. Bobby Richardson,